Base ER, Friday the 20th of April, Rabbi David Lewis, a theme on the Parshas.
It says in the Pasuk, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor. Zois tiye toiras ha-metzoyre b'yom tarasi. This is the dinim of the metzoyre on the day when he has to purify himself. V'vuhu el-ha-koyin, he's brought to the koyin. Vayotza ha-koyin l'chutz le'machene, the koyin has to go out to the machene, v'ro ha-koyin. And the Kohen will see, Vihine, and behold, Nir Panega Hatzaras Metzurua. He's healed, the Nega's been healed, but Siva HaKohen, then the Kohen will give a Tzivri, Lokach Lemitah, that we should take for the one who we're going to purify, Shteit Siporim Chayos Tehoires, two live birds which are Tehoires, the Eitz Erez, Ushni Solas, the Ezoif. Eitz Erez, that's from a cedar tree, which is a very tall, high tree. Ushnisolas means a tongue of purple wool, of tulas. Ve'ezoiv, and a small branch of a hyssop. Says Rashi, why do we take an etz erez, ashnisolas, with a ezoiv? Says Rashi, ve'etz erez lefi shanegoyim boyin algasas aruach. A metzoyer, as a neger, negoim come as a result of gasaru. Gasaru means gaiva, haughtiness. Is the eighth eres is a tall, large tree that symbolizes the aveir of the person, the sibber, the cause of his negoim, the gasas haruach. The shnisolas ve'ezoiv says Rashi, ma takonosu v'yisrape. What's the remedy? How can he come to a refuah, heal himself? Is he has to do yashmil atzmoy migavosoy ketelas ve'ezoiv. So he should lower himself. He should break his gaiva. Ketelas. Here we translate it ketelas like a worm. The pasuk doesn't actually mean that. The pasuk means a thread of wool. Or be ketelas like a worm. Uke ezoiv, like a piece of ezoiv, which is also a small little branch. The Gu'aria, the Maral, asks, if we want to symbolize that he has to, the way to purify himself is to be mashbil his gaiva, to break his gaiva, break his haughtiness. So why do we have to give two mishalim? Why is it necessary for him to take a telas and an ezek? The smaller of the two, which is the telas, let him just take a telas. And that will symbolize, and that will teach him the lesson, that he has to be mashbil asmei megavosei, ketelas, like a worm. Why does the Torah command that he should take two things, an ezoiv and a telas? The message will be getting over with the smaller of the two. Is the Maral answers with the famous yisod of the Rambam. As the Rambam will soon see, but at length in Yad HaChazaka, but he brings the Pirush Mishnayos. And the Rambam says, well, a person's had a midro. He's got a bad midr. And he needs to change that midr. So how is the way that a person, which is the way that a person should change a midr, famous Rambam, as one has to go to the other extreme, and after a period of time, when he's broken that midr, then he can go back to normal behavior, derech beinus, famous Rambam. Says the same thing here. This is what we mean. Now this person, if he got negoim, is a metzora, he has an extremely bad midr of gaiva. How is the way that he can break himself now? Can he change that midr? So now he has to go to the other extreme and become exceedingly humble. Oh, but once he's broken that midr, so you shouldn't remain at the extreme, then you have to go back to the derech beinus, to the middle path. That's why he has to take the two things. Ketoilas u'ke'ezov. His original behavior should be ketoilas, should be like a worm. That means he goes to the extreme of extreme humbleness. And then, when he's broken that midr, then he'll come back to the derech beinus, which is symbolized by the ezov, which is something in between the toilas and the eitz eres. It's a famous Rambam. Everybody knows the Rambam. But when we look in the Rambam itself, in Hilchos Deos, we see the Rambam, there are certain complications in this Rambam. And I want today to learn, in the time that we have, to learn through the Rambam, it's in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Deos, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos, and hopefully we'll come out with some insights. The Rambam starts off in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Deis. Deis harbe yesh lechol echod ve'echod mibnei Adam. What we call midas, shnakoidish, which is also a word that needs explanation. Although this time we're talking about the characteristics of a person, the mannerisms of a person, the behavior of a person, the Rambam calls that deis. Interesting, Loshon, deis. Deis is to do with your mind. We understand because the behavior and the mannerisms of a person is all dependent, l'chayra, on the mindset of the person. So everything starts off, l'chayra, with the day of a person. That's why the Rambam calls it deis. So we'll use the expression that we use to midas, but the Rambam calls midas deis. If the Rambam says there are many deis among people, when all people behave in different mannerisms, different ways. And the Rambam gives a number of examples here. Yesh odon shubal cheme v'koyes tomet. There are person, there's some person who's constantly angry, gets worked up the whole time. V'yesh odon shudatum yusheves olav v'ine koyes klal. There's a person who's a very calm person, doesn't get angry at all. Im yiches, yiches kas ma'at v'kama shon. If you run a few years, he can suddenly get a little bit angry. V'yesh odon shugvalei b'yoyse. There are other types of people who are very gaivetik, very haughty. V'yesh shvaruch b'yoysen. Others have the behavior of very humble. Yeshu Baltaiva, there are some type of people, tremendous desires within them. They can never satisfy themselves. V'yesh, there are others who bal lev toyer, a pure heart. They have no desire even for the necessities of the guf. There are some people, however much money you give them, they're never happy. Kin yishenem oyev kesef, lo yis bekesef. V'yesh mekasa nashoy, shedai afilu dovem wood, shelo yasmik loy, v'lo yid laskot zog. There's some people, they don't need money, they're not interested in it. Even for the necessities, they can't be bothered. V'yesh shumusag vasu berov, there's somebody who's so stingy that he'll starve himself. V'klevetz al yodoy, so that he can collect together all his money. V'ein oichel prutu v'sholei v'sagod, he won't spend a penny. I thought tremendous suffering to spend a penny. V'yesh and others, spendthrifts. Shuma abed kol memone v'yodoy ledat. Is that I'm given a number of mashalim here, of different types of middos, of different types of deis. The Rambam has talked about kas, he's talked about gaiva, he's talked about taiva, he's talked about chemdes hamomen. So the Rambam, v'alderochim eilu, shak ol hades. And I'm just giving you examples. All deis that we're going to discuss here, all the midos we're discussing, are all in the same category, they're all the same halachas. Kegoin, mehoil v'oinon, somebody who's a mehoil, somebody who's extremely happy. V'oinon, somebody's a bit depressed. Achzori, somebody's ruthless. Rachmoni, somebody's got rachmonis, he's merciful. Arachleva, a soft heart. V'amzle, a hardened heart. Uke yotzven. We're dealing generally with midas, it seems to be, with no exclusions. Whatever we're going to discuss is the Rambam, no exclusions to the rule. Then the Rambam in Halacha Bleis mentions already the beginning, and there are extremes in midas. There are extremes. There are people who are extreme on one side, extreme on the other, and then there is a lot of things in between. Then the Rambam says, how does a person get to these days? How does a person receive these middos? So the Rambam says, some middos, you're born with it. Some people are born with their middos. That's the middos that Rabbi Nishim gave him. There are some things which he's not born with it, but he has a natural instinct to certain behaviors. There are other things that are not from when he's born with. There are things that you've seen by other people. You've learnt this particular middah from others by watching them. There are things that you've heard about and you've decided you want to make that part of your behavior. Middahs can be born with them and you can learn from them. So the Rambam, that's Perek Beis. Says the Rambam, Halacha Gimel. Then in all these middahs, there is extremes. Ein derech toive, and that's not good. With regard to extremism, one shouldn't go in the Mahalach, and one shouldn't learn it from others. If he finds within his natural nature, that he's pulled to a certain extreme, then he has to bring him back to the correct path. V'yelich b'derech hatoyim b'derech hayishon. Halacha dala. Now, what's the derech hayishon? The Rambam told us extremism is not good. What's the derech hayishon? Haderech hayishon hu midah beinanis, what we call the middle path. Shebechol deh v'deh, mechol adeyeh sheyesh loy la'odom. Lefichach. And now the Rambam's going to get practical. Lefichach. Sivul chacham reshoinim. Sheyodom som deyoysov, chom deyoysov tomid. A person should constantly weigh up his days, his midas. Umechavan oysom b'derech emsoyis. Ketzad. Lo yehei bal cheimon noyach lichlis. A person should be in a balkas, constantly getting worked up and angry. But on the other hand, he shouldn't be like a dead person. She'einu magish, that has no feelings. Those are the two extremes. Somebody's constantly getting angry, and somebody has no feelings whatsoever. Somebody has no feelings. The Rebbeinu created a person with irrigation, with feelings. If the other extreme is, ameis, she'einu magish, ele beinani. One has to behave on the middle path. What does that mean? Lo yichos el aldo v'gorl shagoy lichasalav. One shouldn't get angry on some, only on something which is roy that one should get angry. What that exactly means, we'll leave that. We'll put that to the side. So the Rambam, another moshul, another example. V'chein lo yisave el ledvorim shaguf tzorich lehem. The taiva should only be for necessities, things that you can't do without. Shenema tzadik oichul v'sei v'nashoy. V'chein, when it comes to working, you put effort into things that you need, necessities. One shouldn't be stingy. One shouldn't spend his money around. There's a shulchan aruch. The derech bein is the derech of shulchan aruch. How much talk one has to give? To whom one has to give? To whom one has to lend money? V'lo yehi b'hoil v'zoichek. Person shouldn't be walking around laughing the whole time. V'lo otzavoyin. A person shouldn't walk around sad and miserable. El samech kol yomo benachas v'seiv upon the yotz. V'chein shah deyosov. So again, let's make this clear. There's no exceptions to this rule. V'chein shah deyosov. Extremes are not good. One has to go to derech hayishora. V'derech zu derech hachomim. And the derech yishora, the middle path, is derech hachomim. Kol adam shei deyosov deyah beinanis mumutzas nikra chochem. And with that, receives the title of a chochem. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Udalet. As the Rambam's mentioned, chayra all the middas, and he said, in all middas one has to go derech beinus. Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, this is the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha, v'yeish deyos, sh'osel le'la adam linoy ben beinus. There are deyos, there are middas, a person should never be noig minik beinus. Ele yisrachik min akotze ho echad akotze echad. One has to go to the extreme. Which one? V'hu goiva aleiv. Gaiva. She'en derech ha-toivo. She'i odom onbeva. It's not sufficient just to be humble. Ele shishval ruach. V'tie ruchay namoruch namoich lamoi. That's exceedingly humble. V'ichneh moish radeinu. Onov ma'oid. V'li nema onov bevad. So, gaiva is an exception to the rule. V'chein, another exception to the rule. V'chein akas. Midra hi ad l'mo'oid. V'roi l'adam sh'yisrachik b'menu ad ha'kotzech. One should go to the other extreme. V'yil medas, we should teach himself. Sh'lo yichoyz afilu al dova sh'roi lichas olav. Take the Lech Mishas, Mama Shastira, from Perik Aleph to Perik Beis. The Stira of Legabich Kaas is clear, because the Rambam says clearly, by Kaas itself, that was one of his examples, that you should go Derech Bein, it shouldn't be like a Meisha Eina Magish Klal. In Bechlal, the Rambam never made, the Rambam said at least twice, V'chein Kol Adeyes. This is the Kasha of the Lech Mishas. It is the Ateres, and the Vongulis, and the Shiva. And he brings, as Rabbi Zalman says, the Teretz Bekitze, but Rabbi Zalman also says the same Teretz. And the Em is two things. There is hergation, there's the feelings of a person, and there's the hanhoge, and there's the actions of a person. When it comes to feelings, that the Rambam holds, one should never be extreme. When it comes to one's behavior, one's actions, there, on these two midas, one should go to the extreme. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam is talking about Hegeshen. And that Be'emes is the Loshen HaRambam. When the Rambam says, when he talks about the Derech Yishore, Ketzad, Lo Yehei Baal Cheyme Noyech Liches, V'lo Yikenes, one shouldn't be a meish, she'ein a margish. A person has to have feelings. The Rebbe should create the feelings, and a person has to have normal feelings. Ela, the feelings have to be derech beinani. Halacha perik beis, then he's talking about your behavior. A person should never outwardly show kas. The same thing with gaiva. When it comes to the, when it comes to your feeling, a person will be a shval ruach beyosa, he'll have no self-esteem at all. He'll break himself. That's not to have a certain amount of self-esteem. Within you, one has to feel humility. When it comes to one's interaction with other people, with behavior, with others, the hanhoga is there. It's for the kasha. In Perek Aleph is discussing helgation. And the Loshna Ramah, he shouldn't be like a mace. And Perek Beis is discussing the mace, the hanhoga, the actions of a person. So, Deva Vron. Is this so? Without your sword, is now we can say a different pshat to answer the Gur Aryeh's kasha. What was the kasha again of the Maral? As the Torah commanded the Metzora to take Ashnitilas ve'ezoif, so that he should learn his lesson, it should symbolize that he has to be mashmal atzmoy from his gaiva, kutilas ke'ezoif. So the Maral asks, why does one have to take two things? What does it symbolize, the two things? So if you, what we're saying now is very good. So the Rambam is the two things. Because in everything there's the actions and the herigations. Is with regard to your actions, this is the extreme. One should never ever show any guy whatsoever. One has to be shvadruch by yoysin one's hanhoge. This is symbolized with the tolas. With one's herigation, one has to have a certain amount of self-esteem. And therefore that symbolized where you don't go to the extreme. There's a derech beinonis with regard to the herigation. In Meila, that's symbolized by the ezoif. I had another problem with the Rambam, and as far as I can tell, there's a very long Lechemish also asked this kasha, and I wanted to answer Teres based on what the Rosh Yeshiva said, and I wrote this to the Rosh Yeshiva, and I think I had his askoma. The Rambam says in Perek Beis, we're going now to Perek Beis, some of the Rambam gives a beautiful hakdoma. Choyle haguf, there's such a thing as illnesses. A person can be so ill as toyim ha'ma mosik u mosik ma. A person can think something is bitter, and to him it tastes sweet. You can give him something which is sweet, and to him it tastes bitter. For yesh men acholim, there's an even worse illness than that. Mishmisav v'toyiv l'machol sh'inu in achila. A person can desire to eat things which are not even edible. For example, offer. Says the Rambam, kach b'nei odom. There's a choyli haguf, but there can also be a choyli hanefesh. There can be a spiritual malady as well, a spiritual illness. It's the same thing. There are people whose nefoshes and neshomas are ill, and therefore they are misabin, v'oyevin. They desire midas harois, deas harois. V'soinim aderech hatoiva. And they despise the correct way. Just like a person is ill, so the Rambam says, everything is very weak. Everything's heavy. He can't lift up his limbs. So they're kveida aleim lemoid lefichelim. They're kveida to go on the derech ha'yishara. And the Rambam brings psukim for this. Says the Rambam, mahi takon ha'chaylam. So what is the remedy for somebody who's a chayla nefesh? Yeichu eitzom chachamim, says the Rambam. The remedy is, you have to go to chachamim. Shein roifei ha'nefoshes. They are the great doctors. They are the roifei ha'nefoshes. The Yirpul Chelyim B'deis, and they will be merape his illness with the correct days. Shumalam de Moisel will teach him at Shachzil Nederech HaToyla. The Ketzad, Halacha Beis, the Ketzad Hi Rufu Asam, what is the Oifan HaRafu, how does one heal oneself? And now comes the famous Yisot. Mishu Baal Cheima, somebody who is an angry person, he's got a midr of kas, Oimrem loy, lahanig atzmoy. So we tell him that he should behave shim hukke vekill. As somebody hits him, somebody cool curses him, lo yagish klau, go to the extreme, shouldn't feel it. V'yelech b'derech zuzman merubah, and one should behave in that mannerism a long time, ad sh'ti'ok achem merlibu, till he's uprooted from his heart. V'imayu gval leiv, if he's a balgaiver, yanik asme b'zoin habe, he has to behave, if anybody knows about Nevadik, there's a Nevadik Rambam. He has to be mavazi himself. V'yeshu lamatim in akoil, he has to sit. No, Meir is not such a bad thing. The Yilvish Beluyas Schovis, he has to wear clothes which are tattered, which are all sewn together. The Mavazim Shem, which is a bezoin to wear the clothes. He'll be Mavazi himself till he breaks his gaiva. Then says the Rambam, then when he's broken that meter, for Yahzoy Lederech when Soyis should Derech HaToyva, and then he will come, then he should bring himself back to the middle path, which is the Derech HaToyva. The Rambam's given two mishalim. How is a person that wrap himself from Midas Rois? If he's a Balkas, you go to the extreme and then you come back to the middle path. If you're a Balgaiva, you go to the extreme and come back to the middle path. But the next halacha, halacha gimel, that was the Rambam which says that these are the two midas where the exclusion to the rule. As Gaiva with Kas, one should never go derech beninis. That's what he says. V'yesh deyes halacha gimel. Sha'osu l'la'odim linug ben beninis. El Yisrach, you go to the extreme. Which of the two midas? Gaiva with Kas. In an halacha vase before, he says, you've broken your head and you come back to derech beninis. He says, not only a stira, a contradiction between Perik Aleph and Perik Beis. It's a contradiction in the two halachas in Perik Beis itself. From halacha Beis to halacha Gimel. In halacha Beis, the Rambam says, that by Kas and Gaiva, when one's broken the midah, one should come back to derech beninis. When in halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, there are two midas which one should never be doing derech beninis. The Rambam in Halacha Beis is telling us how to change oneself. How to heal oneself from the chayil anefesh, from the spiritual illness. With that, to heal oneself, to change oneself, is not sufficient just to act in a certain manner. There one has to change one's whole mindset. One has to change one's whole feelings. It's what we said before, feelings should always be there at Beninis. Yeah. But to change oneself, first one has to go to the extreme in feelings as well. Mandela, that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam Halacha Beis is talking about how to change oneself. Change oneself, one has to go to extreme, not only one's actions, also one's feelings as well. When one has changed oneself, one has uprooted the midah, then with your feelings, like the Rosh Yeshiva said, then you can go there at Beninis. And that's what I'm saying, Perik Beis. Your feelings, then you'll bring back to Derech Beninis. Halacha Gimel, like the Shiva said, is talking about the Hanhoge. Hanhoge should always be the extreme. You never show any character of a Gaiva. In the Emes, it is very meduik in the Lashon HaRambam that that's the Pshat. Let's see the Rambam again. The case that he refuahs, which is about the refuah, how to heal oneself. Mishu Baal Chema, Oimrim Loi, what do we tell him? Lahanik Atzmoi, if somebody hits him, somebody curses him, what did I say? Loy yargish klal. We're talking about the hergation. He should behave in a manner that he doesn't feel it at all. It's not that he's not going to show his anger. Loy yargish klal. He shouldn't feel it at all. Continues the Rambam. V'yelech b'derech zuzman merubah. So what happens? Ashtiok achem miliboy. So from his heart has been uprooted. He doesn't feel kas anymore. V'imo yigvah leiv. The same thing. When he's been oiker, he's gone to such extreme that is even his, for a period of time, he doesn't feel the cast. He doesn't feel the gaiva. Now's the time for yachzul derech emsoyis, that he should come back to derech soyis derech toiva. What's the derech emsoyis? With your feelings, you're not a mess. A person has to have feelings. But there are certain midas that you should never be knowing that bainus. Your actions should always be to the extreme. Casting out. But then I tie it to the Rosh Yeshiva. As if so, it becomes a little bit difficult, the pshat that he wanted to say in the Rashi. What did he want to say in the Rashi? Why do we have the two Mishalim of Tilas and Ezoiv? So, because there is in with regard to your feelings, there you should never go to the extreme. There has to be Ezer. With regard to your anhoga, has to be Talas. But what we're talking about, Matikonosoi veYisraper, we're talking about the initial stage of creating the refuah. In the way I'm learning, to create the refuah, there you have to uproot your feelings as well. It's only later on, after you've healed yourself, that you can come back to the Derech Beinis with your negation. Is a nailer. So then we wouldn't be able to say Ketulas Ke'ezoi, because your feelings all have to be Ezoi. Because at the present moment, your Oisik B'refuah, you'd have to be the extreme in both things. So you'd have to go back to the Maral. You know, Shiva answered me as the Rashi means, just like the Eitz Erez symbolizes what he was before his refuah, the Makor, the Sibba, the Gassus Haruach, the Shnitelaz, the Ezev represents what he looks like after he's been Masakh and Sotan refuah. Mata Knosser refuah Yisrapa means not the Eifen, how will we symbolize this person when he's bringing through his Tekona and his refuah? Ketelaz Ruka Ezev. Food for thought. The Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, there's a Chayli HaNefesh. Now, what's the Ma Takanosa? It's a Ma Takanu Chayli HaNefesh. Yeil Chayli Tzachachomim. Now, Halacha Beis Ketz Rufu, and the Rambam tells us how to do it. Well, you go to the extreme and bring yourself to the middle path. What do you need to go to the Chachomim for? What do you need to go to the Chachomim for? The Lashon Rambam also, before he talks about Tekon Chayla Nefashis, and he talks about refuah. That's a chayz. Ein chavish. It's food for thought. Ein chavish. Not to ask based on swim. A person can't let himself out of prison. I feel one's aware of the way to be marap himself. You can't do it on your own. You need to go to the chachamim to have that assistance, to have that siyua, to teach you the correct ways that you should be able to pull through with that refuah, and to go to the extreme, and then bring yourself back to the middle path. Another kasha asked the Rosh Hashiva, that's when we have to finish. The Rambam says when in the Halperik Aleph there, which we're learning is referring to the feelings of a person. So the Rambam says like this, Ketzat. A
person shouldn't be a person who constantly getting worked up and angry.
He shouldn't be like a mace. She ain't a man who has no feelings whatsoever. So, this is referring to the feelings. In the feelings, she go derech beinani. That means, a person shouldn't get angry only on something which is fitting one should get angry. And then there are some words which I left out before purposely. So that person shouldn't do it again. Somebody did something which is roy that you should get angry. I'm not going into an example, but a Yiddishkeit thing. It's roy that you should get angry. So the Ramban, one shouldn't be like a mace, one should get angry. Why? So that person shouldn't repeat that behavior. So ask the Rosh Hashiva, if this Ramban is talking about the feelings, Hanhoge Perik Beis, one should never show kaas, says the Ramban. We're only talking about you and yourself. You should have your natural feelings. In Bemela, what does it mean? You should get angry so that he shouldn't repeat the action. How's he going to know not to repeat the action? You've held it within you. You haven't actually done a hanhoga, an action of chaos. You've just felt the chaos within you. You haven't suppressed your natural feelings, which the Rebbeinu gave you. But how is that going to stop him from repeating himself? So the Shiva answered me. This was all in letters. The Shiva answered as well. If a person would have no feelings whatsoever, is then it's a full stop. There's nothing that can take place. You feel the chaos, so you know that person's done an avla. That person's done something wrong, which needs to be rectified. Then you wait till you've calmed down, because the person should never show an hog of cats. And then you tell that person, and he says, that was always the hog of Gedol Yisrael. The hog of Gedol Yisrael, there were never bechich anybody but b'shas hakas. The hog of Gedol Yisrael was always, calm down, and then I'll tell you something's wrong. And that's the pshat in the Rambam. And the Rambam said, a person should not be amazed. He should have feelings of cats. He should know something's wrong, and he should not suppress that. And then afterwards, it's a double sharoi lichasalov. Then he should be able to mechich that person, so that he shouldn't repeat it. If he doesn't feel it, then he'll never be able to tell stop that person from repeating the action. The starting point is the feelings. But then later you have to calm down, and then you do it.